अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महापतंदाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदायै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्र वृंदारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसत्तामाधिरमोदर
श्री गिरिराज जी की कृपा से हम लोगों की परिक्रमा प्रेम सरोवर संकेत नंद खिड़क उद्धव क्यारी ललिता कुंड नंद भवन टेर कदम्ब रूप गोस्वामी की भजन स्थली आशीश्वर महादेव पावन सरोवर छोटी चरण पहाड़ी बहुत जगह के दर्शन संपन्न हुए। सबसे पहले आप लोग बरसाना होते हुए प्रेम सरोवर पर गए। प्रेम सरोवर प्रेम का ही स्वरूप है। राधा जी के मदननाथ भाव यहीं पर प्रकाश हुआ था। एक समय राधा कृष्ण ललिता विशाखा इत्यादियों के साथ में इसी प्रेम सरोवर के पास में थे, बैठे थे। कृष्ण की गोदी में ही राधिका जी थी। उस समय राधिका जी के मुख कमल को कमल समझकर एक भ्रमर गुलजार करता हुआ उनके मुख पर बैठने की चेष्टा करने लगा और राधिका जी हाथ से उसे दूर करने लगे, किंतु वो भाग नहीं रहा था। उनकी ऐसी दशा देख करके मधुमंगल जी ने लठिया लेकर और उसे दूर भगा दिया और लौट करके बोले मधुमंगल को, मधुसूदन को मैंने बहुत दूर भगा दिया, वो नहीं आ सकता। राधिका जी ने मधुसूदन का अर्थ कृष्ण किया। अब विदा में कातर हो कृष्ण की गोदी में बैठी हुई है और प्रेम में कातर हो गई और यहां तक ही रोने लग गई। कृष्ण कहां गए, कृष्ण तुम कहां गए? कृष्ण भी उनकी इस स्थिति को देख करके, राधिका जी जैसी ही उनकी स्थिति हो गई, दोनों रोते रोते मूर्छित हो गए। गोपियां भी उनकी दशा देख करके मूर्छित हो गई। उस समय शूक और सारी ने राधा जी का नाम जोर से उच्चारण करके दोनों को सुनाया। कुछ देर के बाद में दोनों को होश आया, फिर सखियों को भी होश में आया। उस समय में प्रेम में द्रवित होकर होने से वो सरोवर पानी से भर गया और वही प्रेम सरोवर रहा। राधिका की ये अवस्था मदनाख्य भाव है, महाभाव से भी रूढ़, अभिरूढ़ से भी ऊपर, मोहन से भी ऊपर मदनाख्य। मिलन में ही होता है केवल, और उस मिलन में ही विरह और मिलन के सारे भाव उसमें उभर कर आ जाते हैं। इसलिए अभाव केवल राधिका में भी नहीं है, अन्य ललिता विशाखा इत्यादि शक्तियों में भी नहीं है। इसलिए बड़े बड़े ऋषि महर्षि लोग, हमारे बड़े बड़े गौड़ीय वैष्णव गण वहां पर भजन करते थे, आज भी बहुत से लोग वहीं पर रह करके भजन करते हैं। कैन यू स्पीक? ओ दामोदर,
today, my special mindful of Sri Giriraj Gauram, we completed the 24th day of our Parikrama. We went to Prem Sarova, Sankhya, Ulukeri, Nanda Vrida, Nanda Gaon, Tenkadamba, Asiswam Mahadev, Pavan Sarova, the Bhajan study of Sri Sanatana Goswami, and finally, on the way home, we visit Chota Chalam Mahadev. Firstly, we visited Prem Sarova. Really, the swarup of that pond or sarova itself consists of premalakshmi. There, Srimati Radhika manifested her Madanakya Mahabhava. One time, Sri Radha and Krishna were together near that place, surrounded by Lalita, Vishakha, and the other Astasakis. At that time, Srimati Radhika was resting in the very lap of Sri Krishna himself. One bee, mistaking the mouth of Srimati Radhika to be a lotus, was moving around again and again. Even though Srimati Radhika tried to dispel that bee by her hand, the bee would continue disturbing. Therefore, Srimati Mandal, taking a stick in his hand, he dispelled the bee. Then said loudly, "I have thrown Madhusudan far away where he will not return." Srimati Radhika, mistaking Madhusudan as Madhumangal meant the being to be Sri Krishna himself, even though she was situated in the very lap of Sri Krishna, she began weeping in separation. "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Seeing her condition, Krishna also began to weep, and both Sri Radha, Krishna, and the other sakis that were surrounding fell unconscious. The male and female parrot began loudly calling the name of Srimati Radhika, and they both awoke. Thus they melted together, and that water filled the sarova, which we see today as Prem Sarova. Therefore, whatever moods we see in meeting and in separation are all contained within this Madanakya Mahabhava that Srimati Radhika manifested at that time. This is more even than Buddha Ajur Bhav. This Maralakya Mahabhav is only present in Srimati Radhika. It is not present even in Lalita or Vishaka. Therefore, because this was manifested there, many, and since ancient times, rishis, munis, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas have been performing bhajan there at the banks of Prince Sarovar.
प्रेम सरोवर का दर्शन कर आप लोग संकेत में गए. संकेत माने होता है जहां पर दूतियों के द्वारा या दूतों के द्वारा संकेत देते आज यहां पर कृष्ण का आविष्कार होगा या राधा का आविष्कार होगा, ये संकेत से बतलाते थे. और वहीं पर नैश लीला और निशांत लीलाएं होती थी. वहीं पर गोपियों के अभिशारिका उत्कंठिता बासक सज्जा प्रोषित भक्ता और स्वाधीन भक्तिका इत्यादि गोपियों के भेद होते थे. और वहां पर उसी प्रकार की लीलाएं होती. कभी कभी कृष्ण पहुंच जाते, राधिका जी नहीं आ पाती. कभी राधिका जी पहुंच जाती, उनके लिए उत्कंठित होकर के अपने कुंज को सजाती और कृष्ण नहीं पहुंचते. कहीं आते तो कभी देर से पहुंचते. इस तरह से रूप गोस्वामी ने इन सब लीलाओं का वर्णन किया है. इस तरह से संकेत में ये सब लीलाएं हुई. नंद खिड़क, नंद जी का खिड़क माने जहां पर की गायों का रहने का स्थान है. करोड़ों करोड़ों गाय वहां पर रहती थी. वहीं पर नंद कुंड है. वहीं पर नंद बाबा कृष्ण और बलदेव को अपने कांध पर लेकर जाते स्नान करते और वहीं पर नारायण की आराधना करते थे, मंत्र जप इत्यादि करते. वहीं पर नंद इत्यादि गोपों की बैठक होती थी. बैठक में कभी कभी वो विचार करते थे, अरे देखो नंद अपने कृष्ण को बेटा मत समझो. देखा गोवर्धन को काली अंगुली पर उठा करके सात दिन रखा, उतना जैसी राक्षसी को उसने स्तनपान करते ही उसके प्राण खींच लिए और विष उस पर असर नहीं किया. तृणावर्त और शकटासुर अघासुर इत्यादि को मारा. ये सब साधारण आदमी का काम है. सावधान, उसको बांधना नहीं. यशोदा जी से भी कह दो उसको बांधे और उसको पुत्र से तिरस्कार ना करे. नंद बाबा हंसने लगे, जैसे भी हो वो परब्रह्म हो, परब्रह्म का बाबा भी हो तो हमारा पुत्र हो करते आए, उसको शासन करेंगे. तुम लोग ग्वाले 80 वर्ष के बाद में
सबालक होते हैं.
इसके पहले नाबालक रहते हैं. तुम लोग अभी नाबालक हो. जो थोड़े से माखन रोटी के लिए रोता है, क्रोध करता है, घर के बर्तनों को तोड़ फोड़ देता है, उसे भूख लगती है, वो झूठ बोलता है, वो भला ब्रह्म हो गया, भगवान हो गया,
घर घर चुरी करता है.
इसलिए हंसने लगे और कहा जैसे भी हो वो हमारा पुत्र है, उससे शासन करेंगे. ये सब होता. कभी कभी विचार होता कृष्ण बड़ा हो गया है, अब इसकी सगाई कर देनी चाहिए. विचार वहां होता कि इसकी सगाई ऐसे ही सुंदर लड़की से होनी चाहिए. इधर उधर खोज खाज करके देखते, यदि विश्वभानु की लड़की से यदि इसकी शादी हो जाए बहुत ही अच्छा है. इस तरह के बीच बीच में उनका यह विचार स्वभाव होता था, इसलिए नंद खिड़क या नंद बैठक भी कहते इसको कहते हैं। इस तरह से वहां दर्शन करके फिर उद्धव क्यारी में गए। कैन यू टेल
विच प्लेस
उद्धव क्यारी
नंद खिड़क
There are three old
flowers. Three.
Mike.
Oh.
You are good. You are also.
Today we went to Nandabhaga, the assembly place, the meeting place of Nanda Maharaj. The meeting place of Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd's men, whenever there was a problem or something important to be discussed, they would sit down and assembly together and talk things over. Shortly after the listing of Govardhan Hill by Krishna, the cowherd's men had a serious doubt.
After
and they approached Upananda, who was out. The eldest brother of Nanda Maharaj and the chairman of this particular meeting, approached Nanda Maharaj with a doubt. Nanda Maharaj, we've all been considering recently about your son, Krishna, our dear beloved Krishna, who is the beloved of our whole of Braj. We've been thinking about him, you know, and this is the thoughts that we've been having. Your son, Krishna, we think that he's not an ordinary boy, because he's done such extraordinary activities. For example, even when he was just a tiny little baby, this Rakshasi, this huge, gigantic demoness, Putana, she came there and she breastfed Krishna, and then she expanded into her huge, gigantic form, and Krishna killed her just like a little tiny child playing. Now, this is not what an ordinary little child will do. And then we've also seen that so many other demons, like Shakatasur. That demon was easily killed by Krishna when he was just a little baby, only by kicking his legs up just like a little child. We've also seen Trinavarta taking Krishna high up into the sky, and Krishna also pulled him down to the ground and killed him, and simply was playing on top of him. All of these incidences we witnessed, and even not so long before, we saw your boy Krishna subdue this huge, gigantic, fierce demon, this Kaliya serpent with thousands of heads, dancing on his heads, and then controlling him and sending him away. And most recently, we've even seen our beloved Krishna lifting the entire Giriraj Govardhan Hill on only one finger of his left hand and holding it up for 7 days and seven nights. So the conclusion that we've come to, we want to suggest to you that we think that your boy Krishna, he's not an ordinary child, and perhaps you should be more respectful toward him. Perhaps you should not discipline him so much like this. What do you think?
Actually, it's a little more serious than this. We think he may be a Siddha Purush, a demigod, but actually, we think he may be the Ryan himself. Yashoda is too strict. If he's the Ryan himself, How can she bind Krishna? This is not right. You should not chastise him. You should not criticize him. None of these things. Please, just show some love, some affection, but none of this discipline. This won't do. This won't do.
This is amazing. You think Krishna's God?
Well,
you think he's some silly parade?
It may be possible. We consider it.
We think it is. We think so.
A long time ago, I heard the coward men. They're like children until they're 80. And then they become intelligent.
Right.
And now I see it.
It's true.
You're like little babies. Just look at the qualities. Look at the qualities of the sinner Purus. Look at the qualities of God. Does God get angry? Do the sinner Purus get angry? Krishna becomes angry 50 times a day. If he can't get a little milk, a little mutton, he's angry. He breaks the pots.
You're
does
correct.
God steal?
Yeah.
Every day Krishna's going stealing yogurt, stealing milk, stealing butter. He's like a dacoit. He's arranging that the calves get loose, they drink their mother's milk, and they go in and steal the butter. So many missions have activities. He goes in and pinches the babies. You think this is God does these things?
Well, we've been thinking about it. It's true.
Maybe we
the way that you presented it to us just now, we're not exactly sure. What do you all think? I mean, do you think that it could be possible that Nanda Maharaja's boy is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan himself? Well, I guess we might have been wrong, Nanda Maharaja.
I think you were.
So, what are you going to do then about this?
I'll do the same as I was before. He's my boy. I don't care if he's a supreme or not. Anyway, he's my boy. I have to discipline him. Otherwise, they grow up to be a dacoit, mafiosi.
You don't want this.
Yes.
No, 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 no.
You please go ahead and you do what you've been doing for our
life.
And the Guru Nanda Baba and all of the elder gopas and gopis, that this mood of sky above cannot be budged. Even though in Vrindavan there is Aishwarya far greater than any place in Vaikuntha, the sweetness and the mood of parental affection is so powerful that even in the face of that, Nanda Baba will never be shaken from the mood that Krishna is my son.
Then Uddhav carried. Oh, Uddhav carried. In brief,
and said, Gatshuddha Vaprajam Sunya,
Pitrinathitumaraha Gopinam Matiyogayam Matsandesha Vimochaya. They could have go to branch, try to pacify my parents, Nanda and Yashoda, actually said our parents, to inspire some sympathy for their most heartbreaking condition in the absence of Sri Krishna. And not only try to pacify my parents, but deliver my message to the gopis. In other words, you can use your intelligence, your sweet words, your diplomacy to pacify my parents. But don't try to use your intelligence and diplomacy to pacify gopis. Just tell them my message as it is. Because Krishna knew that Uddhav not understand their exalted praying. So Uddhav set off for Nandagam. And when he arrived there, he spent the evening discussing with Nanda Maharaj. And he saw the unprecedented vatsalya bhav of Nanda Maharaj. And he was astonished. He thought, I have never seen such a natural and spontaneous love of Krishna as this. And they passed the night speaking about Krishna. The next morning, Uddhavji came out from Nanda Bhavan and went nearby. That place is Vishakhapatnam, to do his morning ablutions and remember his mantra. So as he went there to do his morning meditation, he looked and he saw so many kishoris, as if mad, wandering here and there in the forest of Kadamba trees. That type of place is Kadamba Kari. Now we say Uddhav Kari because of Uddhav Kari. And how were they? They were lean and thin. They had not eaten for 3 months. Krishna had left 3 months before. They had not taken any water. They had not decorated themselves. Their cloth was old and worn and torn and covered in the dust. Why? Because when Akura took Krishna and Balaram away on the chariot, the dust was raised into the air and it landed and settled on the faces and bodies of the gopis and stuck there because their bodies were wet from their tears. This dust was the last connection they had with Sri Krishna. So surely they would not change their cloth or bathe or anything. This was the last touch or connection with Sri Krishna. So in a maddened state of separation, those gopis who would have thought of an exalted personality has come, and they surrounded him. And they posed the question. They said, "Oh, Uddhav, if you are learned, if you are rasik, then answer our question. There are two types of praying, ahetu praying and sahetu praying. Ahetu means love that has no cause, and sahetu means love that has a cause. So in this world, there are many examples of sahetu praying. Just like a student has love for the teacher. Until he gets his diploma, then his relationship is over. And he never sees the teacher again. Just like a deer is related to the forest. But if there's a fire and the forest is burnt, then the deer will never return to that place. Like a prostitute, she's very affectionate to her clients. Until his wallet is empty, then relationship is over. So in this world, where there's love or affection that has a cause, if that cause is removed, then the relationship is broken. So, hey Uddhav, we love Krishna without any cause, without any selfish interest, without any personal motivation. And Krishna also loved us in the same way. So how is it that this relationship was broken? How is it possible? Uddhav, can you answer? Uddhavji was scratching his head. He could not give an answer. This was the entrance examination to enter into the University of Praying of Radhika and the Gopis. But Uddhavji, what to speak of studying this university? He could not pass the entrance examination. So Uddhavji was bored that he was scratching his head. Seeing the praying of the Gopis, He could not imagine how exalted it was. Just like a person, when they try to look at the top of a mountain, they look up like this. As they're looking, their hat may fall off onto the ground. So in this example, Buddha, his intelligence is like a hat. And as he tried to see the extent of Gopi's brain, his hat fell to the ground, failed. He could not understand. And just then, he looked and saw that one very beautiful Kishori was lying on a bed of lotus petals, unconscious. The Sakis were around her, and they were weeping because they thought she was about to die. And at that moment, a bumblebee, thinking that the lotus feet of that Kishori were lotus flowers, began to fly around her lotus feet. Buddha thought, who is that? Oh, I have heard of one, Radha, must be that Radha. And Uddhavji, he gave pranam and sat, he was watching. Just as this bumblebee was flying around the feet of Radha, she opened her eyes and sat up and began to rebuke the bumblebee. Why? Jayati Krishna Sangamam. When she was unconscious, she was meditating. Krishna is where? Now he's in Mathura. Before, he was a cowherd boy with bare feet wandering in Vrindavan. But now he rides on a golden chariot. Now this Kilkamsa, he's become a big celebrity. Ugrasen wanted to make him king, but Krishna gave Rajtilak to Ugrasen and said, I am your subject. So now he's a prince, he's famous, he's powerful, and he's forgotten about us poor, worthless, uneducated, lower caste, cowherd girls. Now he's with the princesses of Mathura, Mathuramanis, and all are attracted to him. And in her mind, she saw that Krishna was wearing a beautiful flower garland, and he had embraced any beautiful Mathura Ramani. And his garland was crushed, and the kumkum from her breast was smeared on the flowers. And very minutely she saw in detail this, how one bumblebee came and landed on that garland of Krishna and got covered with the kumkum from the breast of his beloved. Just as she was thinking like this, here in Vrindavan, outwardly, one bumblebee came to her feet, and she opened her eyes. Oh, it's you! She thought it was that very bumblebee from the land of Krishna. And she began to rebuke him. Madhu Prakita Vabandho Maskushangri Sapatnya Kuchivilanita Mala Kumukumasmasurina Bahatu Madhu Patistan Malini nam prasadam yadu sadasi vidamyam yasya dutas tamitrik. Hey Madhupa, Madhupa means one who drinks honey, and Madhu also means wine. Hey Madhupa, you drunkard, you are impure. Chita babanto, hey friend of a chita, mas prashangram, don't try to touch my feet at all. It was as if Radhika, by Bhavakarna, the ears of her emotions, she could hear that the bumblebee was talking to her. Oh my Swamini, I am not your Swamini. Oh Krishna Priya, oh beloved of Shri Krishna, I am not the beloved of Krishna. Bumblebee said, I have come here from Krishna to make some reconciliation. Radhika said, Master Shankim, don't touch my feet. I know you are the friend of that cheetah. Why? Because this is Krishna's technique. If he has made any offense, he comes and tries to touch my feet. Sapatnya kuchigalita mala kumkumasmashudirna. How dare you come here? What kind of mood is this? You are so intoxicated that you have come here to tell me that Krishna loves me. But you have evidence all over your face that Shri Krishna has forgotten about me and is enjoying with others. Tell me, what is that red substance on your whiskers? Bumblebee said, a
this is the natural color of my whiskers. But I said, no, I know what it is. This is a kumkum from the breast of my rival there in Mathura. And you are so intoxicated that you did not realize, and you have come before me with this evidence of Krishna's infidelity all over your face. So get out of here. Vahatu madhu pratistan manini tat prasangam. Your services are not required here. You should return back to Mathura. Because there, Krishna requires your services. There are many manini. There are many Mathuranis who are upset with him. Because he makes an appointment to go to meet with one, but on the way he meets with another. And then he's late. So then he arrives at the place of the next Mataramani with the evidence of his meeting with the first one, and she becomes upset with him. While he's pacifying her, he's late to meet with another one. And in this way, there are so many manini, those beloveds of Krishna, who are upset with him. So why have we come here to pacify us? He's forgotten about us. Go there where Krishna really needs your help. Oh, how shameful it will be. How Krishna will become the object of ridicule in the city, in the royal palace, in the royal assembly, if anyone will find out that he has employed a messenger like you, a bumblebee, to come and make reconciliation with us poor gopis of Vrindavan. So go quickly before Krishna becomes the object of ridicule in the assembly of the Yadus. Radhika said, Sakridana Sukam Swam Mohinim Payaitva Sumanasa Iva Satyas Tattade Swam Bhagadri Harichayati Katam Tat Parapatmam Padma Yakribhatarita Chaita Uttama Shokra Janta Sakrid Adara Sukam Swam Mohinim Payaitva. You know, in the past, we were bewildered in love for Krishna. Because payaitva, by force, he made us drink the nectar of his lips. Just once. Actually many times. But they are feeling in separation. Oh, once we drank the nectar of Krishna's lips. Not by our own desire. He made us take this. But what did he do? He's like a bumblebee. The bumblebee, he comes and he drinks the nectar from the best lotus flowers. And then the bumblebee becomes intoxicated. And then he's so intoxicated that leaving the best flowers, he goes and to the flowers that have no fragrance, no scent, and no nectar inside. So Krishna is like this. After he enjoyed with us, he became so intoxicated, now he's gone to those who have no taste, no rust, no anything like Kupcha and others in Mathura. Anyway, I know. Lakshmi Devi, she always serves his lotus feet. Why? Oh, because she is naive. She is innocent. She is being tricked by his sweet words. But we will never be tricked by his words. Because we know him from actual childhood. We grew up with him. We have full experience of Krishna's crooked nature. So we will not listen to his words anymore.
Oh, thank you.
You are very tired.
Whole day. So, we are finishing class today. Tomorrow is rest day. Tomorrow we'll discuss all these things. So, आज हम लोग यहीं पर कथा समाप्त करते हैं. आप लोग दिन भर घूमते घूमते थक गए हैं, थक गई हैं. इसलिए अभी कीर्तन के बाद में आरती होकर के प्रसाद की व्यवस्था हो जाएगी. आप लोग विश्राम करें. कल विश्राम का